Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 9. Psalms, chapter 9. Today I've chosen a title for this message out of a verse 16. There's a word found in this particular verse, and it's the second to the last word. The word is Higgaion. Higgaion. It's a word that's translated meditation. It's from a root word that means to murmur in pleasure, to imagine, to study. So this word, Higgaion, is followed by another word, Selah. And we've looked at that word before. It means to pause, to weigh, to value. So the last two words of the 16th verse of Psalm 9, the last two words say concerning what was said in the 16th verse. You meditate on this. I want you to murmur in pleasure. You study. You pause, you weigh, you value. You know, I've told you before, when we find the word Selah, the Spirit of God who wrote through the hands of holy men, moved upon by God's Spirit, all the Scriptures, everything that is set forth in this book, God breathed it. And God has magnified His Word above all of His name. Every word, not one word is going to pass. Not one word is going to pass away. Not one word is not going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Now, that's all the Scriptures. But to find one verse in all the Bible. Now there's quite a few. I've tried to go through periodically. I'll take a verse out of Psalms. And I'll take that one verse that says Selah. Now you, the Spirit of God is saying, now you especially listen to this. But here's a word, here's a verse where the Spirit of God has moved the writer David to put even another word in there. Higgaion. You study this. You meditate right here. You just murmur in pleasure about what I just said. So, this verse of Scripture is amazingly pointed in what it says. Here's what it says. Verse 16. The Lord, Jehovah, the I Am, the self-existent one, is known by the judgment which He executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgaion. Selah. That word known. The Lord is known. That word ought to jump out at us. That word known is spoken of in John. Turn over to John 17. John 17:3. John 17, verse 3. Our Lord speaking, praying, His high priestly prayer. And this is what He said. This is what He's speaking unto His Father. And this is life eternal. Now, think about this. Life eternal. Without eternal life, without life, life from above, spiritual life, no man, no woman has any hope. The Lord said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal, that they know you. They know what you say about yourself, what you've been pleased to reveal. So when the scripture sets forth in Psalm 9, verse 16, the Lord is known. The Lord is known. The Lord has revealed himself to be known. How? How do we know who you are? Here's what the scripture says. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. What does that mean? God is known in how he deals with sin. That's how he's known. That's how God has been pleased to reveal himself. I'm sorry. Now we know that the God we serve requires the punishment of sin. God is a just God. His holiness demands it. If he merely winked at sin, just looked over it, dealt with it, not punishing it, how would God be just? How is that just? You know the problem, this is the problem we have with, not this country, but everywhere, the whole world. This is the problem with crime. It's not justly dealt with. It's not justly dealt with. I'm telling you, if the law says, if a man, woman, somebody murders somebody, first degree murder, premeditated murder, and the penalty for premeditated murder is death. You're judged, you're found guilty, you're sentenced. This next week, electric chair. Done. Over. Done. That's just. That's just. No plea bargaining, no just. God is just, and he's known. He's revealed himself to be known by the judgment that he executes. Almighty God has set forth that he's going to punish all sin. And the scripture sets forth concerning punishment. Verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. Now let me ask you something. What is the possibility that in the judgment that the wicked, all those without Christ, without a substitute, without the mediator, without the advocate, without a savior, without a redeemer, what is the possibility that the wicked shall be turned into hell? What's the possibility? 100%. God is known. Now the way he executes justice. That's what he's known. So here we behold the indisputable record of God's justice. If a sinner dies, desiring to be based upon his own work, if he dies with his own work, the work of his hands, and that's all he's got, this is the best I can do. You just read it. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, We did this, that, and the other. I never knew you in mercy. Oh, he knows them. He knows. But in mercy, no. But God Almighty is going to deal with sin. He's going to deal with rebellion in men. So, brethren, look not to your faithfulness, to your decision, to your baptism, your church membership, your free will, or any other work of your hands. It will not go well. It will not. God Almighty, in dealing with sin, is going to deal with it always in absolute justice. That's how God's known. Now, the God of this world, the little g God of this world, that's not the way he deals with sin and rebellion. That's not the way he executes judgments. Judgment. He plea bargains. Doing the best a man can. Exercise whatever. He'll accept that. Not the God of this Bible. Micah was moved to say concerning God's mercy, though. God's a God of mercy. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? Pardoneth iniquity. Passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Who is a God like you that retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy? You mean to tell me that God is known in the way that he deals with sin, the way he executes judgment? Yes. And you're telling me that God is going to deal with every sinner who stands before God with the works of his own hands, he's going to deal with him in absolute judgment? Yes. But you're telling me that Almighty God is a God who has been pleased to reveal that he pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Yes. How then can God be just and justify, declare innocent, no charge? How can he declare a sinner to be just? Ephesians 1:4 declares that God did something we've read time after time after time. God Almighty, according as he hath chosen us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, now listen, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, God is going to deal with sin. And he's going to deal with sin in absolute justice and absolute wrath. He's going to deal with it. He will in no wise clear the guilty. The scripture says that God chose a people. Who? Who did he choose? He told Moses, "Whomsoever I will, show me your glory." He said, "Here's my glory. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion." Now these that he chose, turn over to Psalm 14. Just turn a few pages over, maybe one page, two pages, something like that. Now these he chose. I know he chose them. Ephesians 1:4 says he did. I know he chose them. Did he really look down in time and see those that would choose him? Now that's the God, that's the little g God that men are worshiping today outside of hearing of the true and living God. This is what they say about election. God looked down in time and saw those that would choose him. And so therefore he chose them. That is not true. In case you ever hear anybody tell you that God saw who would chose him, so he chose them, that is not true. You may want to jot this scripture down to memory or to recall. Psalm 14, verse 2 and 3. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And here's what he saw. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. You're telling me that God is known in how he deals with sin, how he executes judgment. Yes. And you're telling me that God executes judgment upon all that come before him or stand before him with their own works in their hands, and those works are going to be their snare. That's what you're saying. Yes. God's going to deal justly with them. Yes. But on the other hand, you're saying that God is a God that delighteth in mercy, and he pardoneth the iniquity of the remnant of his heritage. He pardons their iniquity. Yes. And so, therefore, you're saying that he doesn't deal with them in justice. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that God Almighty deals justly with them also. But he deals justly with them in a substitute. God has been pleased to put them in the substitute. Before the foundation of the world, God chose a people, a remnant. Rebels just like everybody else. Sinners, rebels that wouldn't seek him, that didn't love him, that didn't care to come, they wouldn't come after him, they wouldn't seek him. They rebelled against him. They were children of wrath, even as others. So you're telling me that God chose those that would never choose him if they were left to themselves? That's exactly what I'm telling you. I've never heard of a God like that. Well, you have now. God, the scripture says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. This is how God deals with all sin. Justly. Justly. For all that were chosen in Christ, God dealt with their sins in Christ at Calvary. He forsook his own. He forsook his own son and poured out all of the wrath that was due for all that Christ is answering for. Everything. And he dealt with him in absolute judgment. And Christ died under the judgment of God. This is the God of the Bible. How do I find out about this? How am I told about this? Turn over to Matthew 11. Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 25. 26. The Lord Jesus is praying here. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, those that think themselves to be wise, prudent, able, faithful, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Brethren, listen to me. If we know anything of who God is, if we know anything, if He's made Himself known to us in any wise concerning these Scriptures, how He deals with sin, it's by the grace of God that you know it. If the Lord is pleased to reveal Himself, it's because He chose to. And if He withholds Himself, it's because He chose to. This is God. Whenever the Lord is pleased, He comes to one of His own. If any of us are here today, by any other explanation except by the grace of God, we missed it. You think, well, I just decided to show up. No, you didn't. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. I'm so thankful that I could hear this one more time. And when He's pleased, He comes to one of His own. He knows where His people are. And He comes to them in power. Comes to His own in mercy and grace. And the Scripture says, whenever He comes to His own, here's another one we've read many times, Ezekiel chapter 26, or 36, I'm sorry, Ezekiel 36. Here's what happens. And listen, every rebel against God, which is all of us born in Adam, we're all hard, we're all angry against God. We all think ourselves to be something, and we're nothing. We're nothing. But here's what happens by the grace of God. Ezekiel 36, 26, 27. He said, a new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I'll give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit in you, and I'll cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments, and you'll do them. You'll do them. I'll teach you. I'll show you who you are. I'll show you who I am. Oh, what is He going to show us? He's going to show us that He's the Lord that executes judgment, either in the sinner or in the substitute. But He's going to deal with it. Galatians 4:4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. You call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Came into this world, we didn't have a righteousness that would answer before God, be accepted of God. We don't. All of our righteousness is a filthy rag. We don't have anything to brag on. Don't get all high and mighty. Think, well, I tell you what, at least I've been here all my life. I grew up in this church. A lot of people grew up in this church. What is that going to merit anything before God for righteousness? He walked before God as the man, Christ Jesus, our substitute, the redeemer of His people. And He obeyed the law. He was made, that's what Scripture says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. He was born of a virgin. Made under the law, what does that mean? Answerable to God's law. Made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. He obeyed God, and God gave testimony of it. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. And when He went to the cross, God Almighty dealt justly. He dealt justly. Bore our guilt. He hath made Him to be a curse for us, that he might redeem us from the curse of the law. And now in closing, David writing says, Lord, you who are known by the way that you execute judgment. That's how we know you. A just God, a Savior. One that never winks at sin, never bypasses it. He deals with it. But it's going to be in the sinner or in the substitute. That's how God's known. And then David says, Lord, reveal yourself to us. Here's what he said. Verse 17, we looked at this. The wicked shall be turned into hell. All the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord. Let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. You know a believer knows that. I'm just a man. I'm just a man of the dust. But Almighty God has been pleased to put away my guilt. God Almighty didn't wink at my sin. He dealt with it. My Savior, this is what the believer says, my Savior bore my guilt in his own body, paid my debt. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. This is the God of this Bible. Is this the God that you serve? I pray God bless this to our hearts for his glory and our good. Amen. All right.